Next, the matter on my list is not scheduled till after morning tea, but we're running well ahead of time, is Alistair Mann here. Are you happy to go now?
Yep.
Cool.
Is it right if I bring my brother with me, he's a director of my company?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm a director of this company, so...
He's the enforcer.
So you've read my...
We have.
Initial page.
Good morning and welcome, we've read the initial submission, thanks for doing that.
Now I have two, grants showing water quality. Would you like me to speak about one and then ask me questions about that one and then speak about the next?
Why don't you, in terms of your verbal presentation, just go through everything you want to tell us.
Yep.
And at then the end of when, so when you've finished telling us what you wanted to tell us and you're happy that you've done that fully, then we'll ask you questions if we have any. Is
yep.
that okay?
Yep.
So we'll just let you go, we won't interrupt you.
Right. So in 1995, our family converted the farm at 132 Hurley Road, and we milked twice a day. We had to get a resource consent to apply effluent to land. In that consent, we had to apply effluent on the same 24 hectares for 17 years. The nitrate levels rose, as shown in the test results attached. And then 4 years ago, we put in a 90 to 100 day storage pond with a low application rate, costing about 150 grand. After 4 years, the nitrate levels finally started dropping and the water quality improved below the drinking water standard for nitrates. I do feel that Environment South and councillors need to take some responsibility for the situation my family was in, as we had to drink the water. In 2008, I took the plan to milk my cows once a day, all season, and have a low input, low stocking rate, sustainable system. Purchasing a neighbouring dairy farm at 857 Main Wenonside Road in June 2013. I decommissioned that dairy farm, which is very unusual because that hasn't happened very much. I got a few questions from the council about that. They didn't believe me. I turned that into a dry stock unit. But this farm had a consent to employ for 19 years on the same 30 hectares, 700 metres above the old Wenonside School. And that's where a test bore is done by Environment South, where nitrate levels got very high in an 8 to 10 metre shallow school bore. I have a bore 50 to 100 metres to the west of that school bore at 20 metres depth, and the nitrate results are below 2. Our farming practice has tried to improve the situation, but we feel the proposed rules will affect us economically. So speaking about the Hurley Road bore, data from the bore F44-0079. I only have results from 2005 to 2017, but here I have the data and it's collected from Environment Southern that I paid for through my consent at 132 Hurley Road. We got tested twice a year for all those years. November, March testing. So in 17 years, our effluent went on to 24 hectares. And as you can see, the nitrate level went from 4 in 2005 but we applied effluent for 10 years prior to when we converted in 1995. The results peaked in 2013 at 14. That was the year that we put a 100 day storage pond in and a low application rate with pods, and sometimes I used the contractors with the umbilical system to get it even further away. So from 2013 to 2017, nitrates have dropped from 14 to just below 10. So yes, we had an effect, but this data and better system used shows that it is getting better. And my hope is that we can get this level down to 6 in 4 to 6 years, because if it's dropping 1 point a year, we're getting somewhere, you know? That's good. Mm. To me, this is not rocket science. You don't spread your fertiliser over a small area and expect... So if you can spread it over a big area with good farming practice, it works. Also, I've got the data here from the bore F440018, which is the Wenonside School bore. And that's the farm that I bought in 2013. From the results from 2009 to 2017, 19 years of effluent was spread on 30 hectares there. And once again, from 2013 to 2017, nitrate levels have dropped from 16 down to 12, which is great. In 2013 is when I decommissioned the dairy shed and used it as a dry stock block. Wintering, I wintered some cows on there with Swedes and kale. Swedes minimum tillage and kale the second year. I only ever crop 3 years at the most, only if it's a really good dry paddock. Other than that, if it's a bit wetter, 2 years, if it's even wetter, 1 year, or even I just go grass to grass. I don't want to damage my soils, I'm trying to grow grass. Now the the dairy shed is downhill from the Wendon Side School. It's, yeah, so.
Just walks downhill.
Yeah. Now the bore, the other bore at the Wendon Side, which is high in nitrates, is the Hopcroft bore. Yeah. And I'm friends with Bevan and Wendy. And after discussions with Environment South and staff about, and they see a direct influence on the Hopcroft bore from the Wendon Side School bore. I've showed these results to Environment South and staff, and I got a very quiet response to this, shall we say. My hope is that this will drop as well in 8 to 10 years, because it seems to take the further distance over years, it's got to go through the system, and it just takes time. Solutions to this, also you must understand the social impact your past rules have had. High nitrates at the Wendon Side Hall, dairy farmers were getting the blame. Wendon Side School closed in 1996. Imagine if the school was still open now. Now a school having high nitrates, that would just be right in the media. Now I'm on the school board at Waikai School for the past 3 years, and you get to know what how things work, and I could just see how this would have exploded if it was still open, the school. And there was a little bit of, shall we say, some dairy farmers were getting a hard time here and there. Possibly some kids were being bullied at schools, which was quite funny by 2010, when some sheep farmers were converting themselves. Solutions to the problem of high nitrates and Wendon Side. In my opinion, that's only my opinion, land should not be wintered in brassica crop for more than 3 years in a row. Some paddocks in Wendon Side are pushing 5 to 7 years. Fertiliser applications, especially nitrogen, should be controlled. What number? That's the question. It's very tricky, but I do know that some cropping farmers are putting 2 to 3 times what I'm putting on, and I have restrictions in my consent about how much I'm allowed to. My family and I plan to be here for future generations and leave the land in better condition than we started. That was always my father's way, and we plan to carry on that. We've fenced all the waterways off, we've planted over 1,000 trees, and we love where we live. Southland is a great place to be farming and for families, and I want to be here for it to continue. Past rules didn't work, but I am concerned that we don't go too far the other way and make it hard for farmers to survive economically, socially. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you happy now if we take questions?
Oh, I can imagine you've got lots of questions.
Lloyd, start at your end of the table.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to pick up on your submission. You made comment, policy 9.3, around the comment, strongly discourage. In light of your comments, I'm surprised that you've said strongly discouraged, and yet you've got a nitrate problem, or it's above the limit. So, could you just clarify that for me?
Could you
read 9.3?
Yeah, read 9.3.
He knows what it's about.
Sorry, I've been waiting 12 months to do this.
That's right.
It's a long time since we last.
I understand.
The policy 9, Old Matera, point 3, is strongly discouraging the granting of resource consent for additional dairy farming of cows and additional intensive winter grazing.
Well, to be honest, I think there's enough dairy farms in Southland. That's my personal opinion.
So, with that comment, is the wording still correct, or are you asking for something else?
Got it round the wrong way.
He supports it. Possibly.
Yeah. He's affirming the policy.
Your point, yes.
No, I think I'm happy with that, Mr. Chairman.
Eric?
Okay, yeah, I'm interested in your decommissioning of one dairy farm. That was
a shed.
Oh, a shed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you still milk off the platform.
I have my dairy farm is right beside, you can't quite see on that map, there's a few other maps, but the farm I bought is right beside it. If you go to the next one maybe.
So.
There we go.
Yeah, so there was another shed that you had.
Yeah, so the top
okay.
In the boundary, that's our main farm. I bought the farm below that goes down towards Wenonside Hall.
Yep.
And the shed I decommissioned and used that bit as, I milk off a bit of the top bit beside the dairy farm and used the rest as a dry stock.
Okay.
About 20 or 30
hectares. Yeah. Okay. So the other question I had was, you were talking about that you had a consent for 24 hectares. On the first property.
Yep.
Did you apply when you went for your consent for a larger area to spread your effluent on, or and you were curtailed, or you didn't? What are you saying
here? You weren't allowed a bigger area.
Allowed a bigger area. That was, no. Okay, so there was a proportionality thing in there.
And when they turned up to inspect the effluent areas, if they came with GPSs, if I was in the wrong paddock, I'd get a fine. I mean, I was trying to explain to them that this isn't working. I mean, not just our nitrates, but our potassiums were going through the roof. Cows were getting milk fever off these paddocks.
Okay.
It didn't work. Okay. You just do not put all your fertiliser in one area. You spread it out.
Yep. It's right. Yeah, I've got you now.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Mann. Just further to that, so now do you have a consent to spread over a much wider
area? Another map, if we can... Oh, that map, sorry, go back one. It's hard to explain, because my maps aren't great. Would you mind if I came up and pointed
some
stuff
out? No, you come up, that's good.
There's a laser pointer.
Yeah. If you're all comfortable pointing at the map, that's fine. If you want to use the laser, that's fine.
I'll come up.
Man after my own heart. Don't trip on the cord.
And explain.
Yeah.
Right. This is the original, the first dairy farm.
Yeah.
The effluent area was just up here, around here, just right there, just above the two balls. So it's same 24 hectares, it's right there. I mean, this is all downhill, this is a stream.
Yeah.
We have a gradient of 1 to 25, it's downhill. It's only going one place. Mm-hmm. Then initially in 2013, I put the big pond in system, and I got all this area, and then a year later, once I bought this place, I applied for a bigger area and I got this area as well to try and get it on a bigger area. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Thank you for that. I thought that's what your evidence and submission was saying. And I was interested in your solutions. That's always valuable because I thought your submission was quite clear in terms of the issues. And while I was writing down the first point of view, the solution I couldn't hear, I missed picking up, was it nitrogen applied?
Well, I think that's, to me, the first issue was, that's caused the problem. The Wenonside School bore is one of the test bores, and the Hopcroft bore is the other one. If those two weren't high, Wenonside wouldn't be in the gun right now, I don't reckon. Now, once you deal with the effluent system, I mean, that's happened, you can't do anything about it. But the next thing is fertiliser, and I think that is because once you move further down, there's a big area in the plain. I mean, at the end of the day, you can't just pile on whatever you want. I feel you've got to try and that's what worries me.
So was it nitrogen?
Nitrogen number one, and yeah.
And I was interested in your how you practice, which is obviously GMP, if it's a really wet year, your crop panic only once?
Oh, it all depends on the paddock.
Yeah.
Like, you know your farm, and hillier paddocks. The funny thing is, the bottom, the new bit I've bought is the dry land down towards the bore, right? Now, with these new plans, I'm actually meant to crop further back towards the dairy farm on a heavier clay country that's wet and rolling. Now, not to be rude, that does not make sense. I'm going to do more damage, but that's what, in this plan, you're telling me to do. Because the bottom part of the new farm is in the red zone, physiographic zone, and that's, yeah.
Yeah, so, yes, you're on quite a lot of old material.
Basic, I have to come up there again, but I'll come up there.
I've got it here.
You've got it there?
Yeah.
Oh, I can pinpoint it exactly. Yeah. Yeah, this sort of stuff. From here, straight across here, that down there, it's my driest country, and that's old material.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And a little touch in a couple of places up there. So I'm being told to encourage to winter up here.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I do put paddocks in that are appropriate, but if they're wet and they're, I'm going to do a whole lot of pugging, I don't. I go grass to grass. It just makes sense. I want to grow grass the next year. I don't want to. Yeah.
Thank you. Very helpful.
I just had one question. You mentioned, you suggested in terms of winter grazing, not having brassicas in for more than 3 years in a row. I think you said that.
Yep.
Would you then, what sort of gap would you then leave before you went back into that area with brassicas?
I'd try a minimum of 10 years.
10 years, okay.
Well, for growing swedes, you don't want to go before 10 years, otherwise you get root rot.
Yeah.
Don't hear it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Commissioner Rodway had two questions for you, so I'll just put the questions to you and if you could just answer them for the recording. The first question was, were the water samples taken from the same bore?
Absolutely, Environment South and took them.
Okay, that's a good answer, thank you. Second question was, what do you think are the main reasons for the elevated nitrate in your groundwater samples?
The 17 years of having to put effluent on 24 hectares.
No. Excellent, thank you very much.
Could I add to that?
Yep, of course.
Just for you, for Morris, it was you who was taking some of those samples to the sun.
Talk to you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mann. Now, the next submitter is